This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Todd, it is officially a Monday.
Yeah.
Now I can hear Todd.
Yeah, I've been trying to talk to you for the last 5 minutes.
Have you been answering the questions? You've been already telling everybody you agree it's a Monday?
I now hear you, and it is most definitely a Monday. We're off to a Monday start here.
Yes, it's a Monday. Don't you just love Mondays? I do, because we have so much to do. Do you remember, Todd, my New Year's resolution back nearly a half a year ago?
Oh, my God. I guess I don't. I should.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
We should write each other's down. That way we could hold each other accountable and say, well, you said you were going to.
Hey, I'm down 103 and a half. I'm holding the mine.
You got to. Was that your New Year's resolution? I don't remember yours either. Was it to a little more fit and trim and healthy in the year of 2017. If so, you've crushed it, Todd. Mine was don't waste time. That was my 2017 New Year's resolution. I was just going to maximize every single minute. And looking at the calendar, that's sort of how I feel about the next 2 weeks, because it is actually the calendar still says May, so that's a problem.
So today's what? That would make May 36th today, then?
Exactly. So, anyway, I could tell I was gone out of the studio last week. But anyway, I don't want to waste any time. I want to get right to it these next 2 weeks, because we have so much to cover, so much to do, a lot of things going on, and I want to spend a lot of time doing it. And I also don't want to miss anything that, like, that you feel is very important. So in other words, we obviously do what we believe is important, needs to be touched on, that you might want to hear, informative, entertaining, all of that. But if we're missing the mark, never be afraid to say, how about a show about, how about an interview with, hey, nobody's talking about this, why? Always appreciate that from you, our fine listeners. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Manny is off today. Remember, he went off to Milwaukee to watch the L.A. Dodgers and the Brewers, but he'll be back tomorrow. So we have who's Manny's replacement today? Is it Nate? No. Nathan, I think, is here.
Nathan.
And also the great Ravate, our producer. So everybody here ready to go. If you care to weigh in on the program, you have something you want to say, you want to give us a little feedback, a little comment, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that number is 855-200-1776. That's just the catch-all. You can leave us a message on that, and we have a lot of messages that came in this weekend, so you folks use it. Leave a message, press 1, press 2 to chat with us live on the air. Okay? You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Give him a jingle, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054, or you can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We are going to start the program talking about what much of the world talked about this weekend, and that's London. We are going to talk about education in North Dakota this hour in the program, specifically a governor's summit on innovative education at Legacy High School in Bismarck. That's happening on Thursday. A policy advisor to Governor Burgum, a fellow by the name of Levi Buckmeyer, will join us to talk a little bit about that event and what's behind it. One thing I do know is that if I was able to be in every school district in every part of North Dakota, as well as parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, and Montana, I feel confident saying, the vast majority of the time, one of those school boards would be held. The people in the room making the decisions about your children are not the parents of the kids in that school. The majority of the folks there are administrators, a teacher or two, and obviously some interested parties here and there. But school board meetings, unless there's a controversial issue, are largely very poorly attended. And you can look at that as a good thing or a bad thing. If I'm a superintendent, I'd say, see, that means we're doing pretty good. We got an elected group of school board leaders here doing the job, and we got a good administrative staff. People are happy. We don't hear from them if they're happy. And some folks would say they're disengaged. They're not there. One of the things I think is kind of neat about this governor's summit on innovative education that's going to happen is they really want parents there. They want business leaders there. They want students there. And I love that, to be part of this. Students, obviously, it's all about them. Parents, look, it's their precious resource. It's there. Businesses, one of the things that's, I think, ahead of the curve in North Dakota versus other places is the recognition that the workplace is the ultimate goal. Kids are in school to learn skills that will allow them to provide for their families, give back to their communities, and make a productive living, right? That seems to be more and more prevalent in K through 12 education. We always knew that of, life after high school. But more and more that seems to be the case. Well, there's a lot of opportunities. I know in our business, we could use more people. I think if we had double our staff, we'd put them to work. Todd would probably say the same thing. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. So why not find tomorrow's leaders to come into the workplace? So businesses need to be there. So we'll tell you why coming up in the program. Also today, everything you need to know about climate change. Well, maybe not everything, because that'd take a few shows. But at least the politics of climate change. Nikki Haley, do you know who she is? Former senator, former governor, rather, from South Carolina. Now President Trump's UN ambassador. And she just wiped the set with John Dickerson on Face the Nation on CBS on Sunday on this issue. These snarky reporters, and I don't know what it is about reporters and these hoity-toity journalists, but they're often snarky. They're snarky. I don't know what the deal is. There's a lot of snarky out there. She gave it right back to him. I was very, very impressed. She did. I dare say she opened up a can of whoop A-double-S. You know what I'm saying, Todd? Can I say that?
The whoop, sure. Yes, Rush does. Stuff. Why can't you?
I met a Rush woman this week.
Word.
I met a woman this weekend at the state tennis tournament who had a granddaughter in there, and she came up to me, very kind, very sweet woman, and she said a little bit of advice. Don't ever stop telling it like it is. There are not enough people that tell it like it is. And I hear that from time to time, but it's very kind when people give you a compliment on the show beyond sort of I listen, because that's a compliment, but specific advice. And her advice to me was, don't ever stop saying it like it is. I really feel that's what I do here. And I try to do it in a respectful manner when warranted, sometimes maybe a little feisty manner, but somebody has to. Because the disease of political correctness, which is deadly, has consumed groupthink, much on the left, which is also folks in the media. It is. Can I give you one quick example? We have that attack on Saturday in London, right? Another attack. And it's times like that that I want to consume as much news as possible. So I bought a few newspapers, including the Fargo Forum, which I don't subscribe to, because I pick it up as needed. I catch it online here and there, and I just don't. It's just too disappointing. I've been assaulted too many times, punched in the nose, to the extent of what I believe is so foreign, obviously, to people who write for that newspaper that I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to pay for that. So anyway, I buy a copy of it. Do you know the whole front page and the big story on it is about Governor Doug Burgum getting emotional on occasion? And they quote psychiatrists in the piece. Now, people are dead and in body bags in London. We are fighting an all-out war on terror. We've got a country in meltdown, right? I mean, if you want to pick some important issues, the drought's starting to become a concern in our ag world. I can think of 10 things more important than the governor getting choked up. I see the governor chose not to respond to the story. I don't blame him. I wouldn't have responded either. But dignify it with, and they weren't being critical of him necessarily. They're just saying it's happened in a couple of.
But what a non-story though.
In his announcement, when he announced that he was running. And in editorial board meetings with us, I agree. I'm like, you know, get a life, for crying out loud. Are there five people in North Dakota that get up and think, huh, the governor got a little emotional. He kind of cried there a little bit. God bless him. You know, who
doesn't?
There are
multiple fatalities in Orlando. That's probably
dwarfs
as far as stories go. Yeah.
The governor cried once. Yeah,
breaking in news at noon, by the way. I'll be reporting that Scott Hennin got emotional today.
Thank you. Yeah, more on the Orlando thing, too, coming up here. That's another deal. More on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. On the radio, got Mitchell here, truly here, welcoming your calls, questions, and comments. You mentioned Orlando before the break, Todd. That is actually new. That's news. This belongs on the front pages. We don't know a lot at this hour as to what the situation is, but five people, including the shooter, dead after a shooting in Orlando, Florida, according to WFTV. it's a Orlando business, or say a cabinet business. Police say there is no connection to terrorism. It appears to be a work-related incident. Now, they sometimes say that, and we later find out it's a different story, but at least that's the early reports.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least then it would be an isolated incident, not some general terror threat. That would be good to know.
Yeah, exactly.
But how does the governor feel about that, though?
Exactly. The story right. in London is different. We know exactly what happened. In fact, here's some reaction to it from over the weekend.
I saw people running.
Yes?
And
can you hear that now?
I saw people running, yep. Screaming. Somebody was injured. I see people with some blood. And it has been like the worst 30 minutes of my life.
A lot of loud noises, and then people, you know, running, screaming, and then, the police sirens came in.
And then they started to tell us to evacuate.
I said to my friend, I said, oh, look, there's quite a few police here. And she said, oh, I think it's normal. And then we heard the sirens, and then we saw the people, and we were like, no, this isn't right.
We cannot and must not pretend that things can continue as they are. There is, to be frank, far too much tolerance of extremism in our country. So we need to become far more robust in identifying it and stamping it out.
That last voice you heard is Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Great Britain. And I do applaud this woman for finally saying out loud what has been painfully obvious for a very long time. I guess we call that progress in Great Britain. You know, when Europe actually says out loud what is obvious to everybody else, we'll call that progress. There's been far too much tolerance of extremism in our country. It seems like terror acts in 3 months has awakened these folks to a level they hadn't been before. Now, I don't know why it took that, because it was very obvious what was going on there. But I guess they get it now, and I guess, we're glad about that. But that's just a little bit strange. What else do I have for you? So she says the following.
There is, to be frank, far too much tolerance of extremism in our country. So we need to become far more robust in identifying it and stamping it out across the public sector and across society.
Now, here's a problem with this thought. John Kerry, who, of course, was President Obama's Secretary of State, longtime member of the U.S. Senate, one-time presidential candidate against George W. Bush in 2004, was asked about the comments of Secretary or of the Prime Minister and saying, you know, do you think they've sort of been a little lackadaisical and maybe it was time to kind of get their act together a little bit there? Or what do you make of all this? And here's what he said.
Well, that's a judgment she's going to have to make about their own relationship with the Muslim community in Great Britain. And as Michael just said, they've had a long-standing problem with respect to greater levels of alienation, a harder time assimilating into the broader British society.
Okay, he's talking about the Muslim community now. All right, listen to this again. I want you to listen closely for what John Kerry believes is the reason these murderous, terrorist, evildoers do what they do. He's got it all figured out. Listen to this.
That's a judgment she's going to have to make about their own relationship with the Muslim community in Great Britain. And as Michael just said...
See what's happening here? The blame is getting laid very quickly on the relationship she has with the Muslim community. Are you doing this right, or are you provoking this? Just like the travel ban is going to inflame the situation. This is how they think. And ladies and gentlemen, emboldened by the conversation I had with the fine listener over the weekend to say it like it is, this is the threat. What you see on TV in your, you know, in read about in your newspaper and hear about on radio related to the news of an event like this, that is the outcome. But this is the reason it happens. This kind of thinking. This is what needs to be stamped out, exposed, and removed. Okay? Keep listening. Listen close.
They've had a long-standing problem with respect to greater levels of alienation, a harder time assimilating into the...
Yeah. So, see, those mean white people in Europe, they're the ones messing up this whole assimilation thing here and, you know, no sense of community.
The broader British society, a lack of similar opportunity. But a great deal more effort has to go into the building of community, the reaching out and working with these entities, with these sectors of society.
Yeah, reach out. That maybe some midnight basketball. Should we get a little midnight basketball going? Yeah, I'd love to hang out with people like those guys in the vans that came out with the big knives and run into a restaurant and just start stabbing people. Wouldn't that be fun? Invite them to a picnic. Great idea, John Kerry. And there's more.
So that there is not as significant a gap as there is in many parts of the world, by the way, not just in Britain.
Right.
All over the world, there's too much distance between government and the people. The bottom line is that in too many places, in too many parts of the world, you've got a large gap between governance and people, and between the opportunities those people have. We talked about this after Paris.
Right.
We talked about this after Belgium. This is the same problem of people living in isolation and not feeling as if they have a sufficient stake in society, in their world, that life is worth living. And if you want to take your own life, you can take other lives with you.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that? What is he saying there? There's too much distance between people and government. More government programs will fix it? I am sorry, folks. That's flat out nuts. That's the wackiest, stupidest stuff I've ever heard out of somebody who ought to know better, a former Secretary of State, Senator, and all the rest. It's crazy. I don't get it. We're going to talk more about this as we go throughout the day. Welcome your comments as well. 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave a message. And also a reminder, we will be at the Innovative Education Summit, Governor Doug Burgum's event. That is Thursday at Legacy High School in Bismarck. Friday, we'll be at the 28th Annual Antique Farm Show at Hawk Museum. Yeah, we're going to be there. And that's going on for three big days, June 9, 10, and 11, south of Rondo there at Wolford, North Dakota. Should be a lot of fun. I hear that place is a crown jewel. My buddy Harold told me all about it. So, Harold, we're going to be there, by golly. And there's a job fair the following week in Watford City, I got to tell you about, too. So a lot going on.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest era. I'm Scott Hinnon. Thanks for listening. Today's guest, former Governor Jack Dalrymple. Our question for him, whether the truth was missing throughout this entire ordeal.
Absolutely. I think we're going to see that is the truly interesting thing historically about this, is the degree of misinformation and untruth that prevailed. And there's a lesson to be learned there. And the power of social media is an amazing thing, and it can be used for great good, in my opinion, but it also has a downside, and that is it allows people to spread misinformation and untruth very rapidly, and it also allows groups that are organized in their dissemination of misinformation to have a great tool at their disposal.
Former North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple. Keep listening for more of our ongoing series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Get on the bus with their knives. Can we just talk? Kumbaya. Sorry, sarcasm.
I would never have known. No.
America sends our thoughts, our prayers, and our deepest sympathies to the victims of this evil slaughter. And we renew our resolve, stronger than ever before, to protect the United States and its allies from a vile enemy that has waged war on innocent life, and it's gone on too long.
This is the way you react to what happened in London and all of these other attacks. The resolve. Okay, that's what you do. You don't talk about too much distance between the government and the people and, you know, hey, if there was more assimilation and more outreach and that none of this would happen. Comments of Donald Trump, President of the United States, last night at the Ford Theater event. He also said,
"This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end." As president, I will do what is necessary to prevent this threat from spreading to our shores and work every single day to protect the safety and security of our country.
Donald Trump last night. One more comment from a listener on this topic. There is too much distance between people and God, not government. The kind of texts that make me love doing this show every day and living where I live. That people like that are in the audience and willing to say it, because that's exactly right. And I'd love to have been in the studio sitting across from John Kerry to say, time out. And if you know, that's more and more true here. But I tell you what, put it on steroids in Europe. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Not something to be taken lightly at all. Well, I'm going to switch gears for now on another topic that I mentioned earlier, this education summit. So we'll do that. We'll return to these comments. And, of course, welcome more of your texts. 226-8503, 367-2054. Call us 855-200-1776. Extension 1 to leave a message, extension 2 to chat with us live on the air. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. Incredible careers waiting for you right now. If you have a loved one that's a technician, a mechanic, maybe done diesel work before, looking for a new opportunity in beautiful Killdeer, North Dakota, or beautiful Williston, North Dakota, or how about Billings, Montana? These are three of the locations at Polar Service Center. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. Part of a huge company, great stability. In fact, when the downturn was happening, they were only in Killdeer. And they said, guess what? We're going to go to Williston because competitors are leaving, and we're going to take advantage of providing these services to customers in a growing footprint. So they expanded. That's something to know as well. As the price of oil goes up and down and, you know, layoffs occur naturally with what's going on, these folks added. So incredible benefits package, great competitive pay. Polar Service Center, call Gary 701. 701- 495-3592. And they'll do a, get you right in the queue for an interview right away. Gary at 495-3592. All right, next up is Levi Bachmeyer, Levi's policy advisor for Governor Doug Burgum. The governor's Innovative Education Summit is set for this Thursday, and this is a bold idea. I hope it's really well attended. I really hope a lot of people are there, not just teachers, which are important, obviously, if you're talking education and administrators and people in government, but also students, mom and dad, businesses, so you can link in other opportunities. It should be a wonderful event for a little run-through on what will happen and how you can participate. Levi is going to join us to tell us a little bit about it. Mr. Bachmeyer, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir? Is Levi there? Todd, can you hear him? I can't hear him.
Nope.
Nathan, can you work on that audio there, fella? For Levi Bachmeyer, our guest? Matt, you want to take care of that? I guess we're having a little problem with the hookup here. So, no, just make sure that that Nathan gets there so we get that. I thought there was a pretty good build-up time with the whole.
it was a great build-up. Unfortunately, he's
yeah. While we're waiting for that, let me tell you about something we're going to be doing. Not this week, but next. We got a lot going on this week because Thursday we'll be at the Education Summit, and then Friday we're going to be up at the Hawk Museum. Gosh, I'm looking forward to that. That should be a great time. And I've been hearing about this place from friends of ours. A fellow by the name of Harold was on our New York City trip, and he told me about Hawk Farm. Said how great it was. Hawk Museum, I guess it is. It's an antique farm show that's happening up there, June 9th, 10th, and 11th. And the website is hawkmuseum.org if you want to find out more about it. They're also on Facebook at Dale and Martha Hawk Museum. But they got parades up there Friday and Saturday at 4, Sunday at 2. They have some antique tractors. They have a tractor contest. They have a variety show and Saturday night dance and old-time music and threshing and shingle mill and lumber planing and plowing and blacksmith and school and ice cream parlor. And, oh, gosh, it's going to be a grand old time. Grand old time. So, anyway, I really want to thank our friends from Envision Cooperative in Rugby. Steve and his crew kind of led the charge up there, so we're really looking forward to that, as well as the good folks from Merchants Bank in Rugby and Bremer Bank up there as well, and Devil's Lake Farmers Union Oil Company, the Farmers Union Co-op there as well, and North Central Grain and Bisbee. So if you see Sean today from North Central Grain and Bisbee, tell him about that. So we'll be there this week. Then next week we're going to do up in Wofford City for an innovative job fair. More on that a little later on because we did connect up with Mr. Levi Bachmeyer. Hi, Levi. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Good. Sorry about the trouble getting you connected there. So I mentioned to folks that, we'd like to see a nice crowd there for a lot of reasons because this is a topic that comes up in news reports from time to time, usually related to, test scores or, some controversial policy that Washington is saying, hey, you got to do this or whatever. And this is sort of stepping back from that a little bit. What's the big picture here? What's the ultimate goal?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of my favorite things about Governor Burgum's education platform is it recognizes that the best ideas are in the hands of parents, teachers, administrators, and individual schools. So this isn't a conference on insert the blank, this too shall pass topic. We're talking about innovative education. What are the unique skills and strengths that teachers, that school districts, that communities have that can better foster a 21st century education for their students? So that's going to look different in Northern Cass as it will in Hettinger. But that's the whole point is how can we encourage people to utilize the digital revolution that's happening right now and better embrace it to prepare our students for the rapidly changing economy.
So what is the digital revolution, first of all, like as it pertains to education and what we prepare kids for after school. What's it going to look like? What kind of skill sets have to be different?
Right, and I think, a lot of people think about the big textbooks that they used to lug around from class to class to class in high school. Well, not only are those books expensive for schools, right, but they're outdated almost the moment they get printed. almost all of the world's information is free online right now. And so by utilizing a variety of apps and other platforms, we can better equip teachers to do real-time education in a way that's more cost-effective and engaging for students. Because, I mean, you want to talk about digital natives. You know, students have technology in every corner and facet of their lives. And so as we can continue to improve how they use technology, right, not only personally but later on professionally, we'll be helping to set them up for lifelong success.
Hey, Todd, I bet those folks in the era that Levi's talking about will never print anything out like you and I do all the time. Todd,
right.
Todd less than me, but yeah. Do you, Levi, do you still print things out?
I still print things out. I don't know if we'll definitely get there, but I think it's just continuing to improve and update at just the rapid speed of change, you know, equipping students not just with knowledge, right? You know, here, study this book and then take this multiple choice exam. How do we incorporate skills? How do we incorporate mindsets? How do we incorporate experiences? I loved my time in high school, but I can tell you a lot of the things that I regurgitated onto a 10-point quiz, I'm not using in my job right now. And that's not the fault of the educators that we have. I mean, these are the hardest working North Dakotans in the state, in my opinion. And so it's giving them the keys to really drive the type of instruction that their students deserve in order, you know, to become the best selves that they can be.
Right here on the paper I'm holding in front of me right here, I'm looking at a list of some...
Are you doing your Rush Limbaugh imitation?
I guess so, yeah.
Formerly nicotine-stained hands.
I just wanted you to know I had the actual paper printed out here.
My dad actually called me, hey, how do I print from my iPhone? I'm like, I didn't know anybody ever did that. But
I think
okay. You
can do that, but I haven't figured that out.
I know, I've not needed to. I'm sure you can, but...
But you've got an impressive list of folks that will be speaking at this event. Tell us a little bit about each of them.
Yeah, so Ted Dintersmith is, you know, an education evangelist. He spoke at TEDx Fargo in 2014. It was really taken with the state and consistently says that North Dakota can lead the country and the world with, you know, our high-quality teaching force, our small population, which allows us to be more nimble. And, you know, we've got a political climate that isn't entrenched and opposed to doing things differently. So he's come back. He's done video tours of his documentary, Most Likely to Succeed, around the state with educators and business leaders. He'll be coming back to talk about what he's learned and why North Dakota can lead the country. We've got folks from the private sector, Marcus Lingenfelter, Ken Kay, who work in consulting and partnership with local school districts here in North Dakota, and Susie Weiss from Stanford, who is with the D School, and will be talking about how can we retool school, talking about some of her experiences shadowing students. You know, she's got some interesting stories, and if we think back to what it would be like right now if we walked into a high school and followed one student for an entire day, how much walking and sitting and note-taking there would be. I think it was a pretty profound experience for her, and she's led other principals and school administrators on that journey to think about how can we utilize high school students' time better so when they enter the workforce, they're prepared to do more than to walk from one room to another room to another room, copy things down, and then regurgitate it back.
Really interesting lineup of great resources here that'll be there, and ultimately, you know, that's the idea: get as many people as possible in a room, take advantage of all that knowledge, also the power of our governor, you know, to be able to get on the phone and ask a few of these folks to you know, want to come here that may have connected with him and his time in the tech world, and really get a chance to do it. When we come, I have to go to a break here, Levi, but when I come back, I want to talk a little bit about anything else people need to know about the event as far as the time, place, how to get signed up and be there. I know there's no cost, right?
That's correct. Absolutely free. All we'd ask is that you register beforehand.
And then also just a little bit ultimately about how this information will get utilized. What comes out of this? Is it there a state role? Is there school district by school district, rule? If you have any questions for Levi, phone them in, 258-0550, and more coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining the training opportunities that will be available at the new NDSC Safety Campus in Bismarck.
Ultimately, it's not just an office building. We have 5,000 square feet that we call our training lab. It's going to make hands-on training accessible for safety training and training such as the confined space training, the fall protection training, the scaffolding training, trenching and excavating. We're actually going to have a training tower designed and supported by Roco Rescue. We're going to have all kinds of other training props available, hopefully electrical trailer, scaffolding assemblies, things like that, where people can year-round be able to do safety training, not just in classroom, but actually the hands-on.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on safety training campus at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
You know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
I can use a little thunder on my cue because usually it comes with some rain. We like that, as a matter of fact.
Bismarck residents residing in northwest Bismarck, customers of the South Central Water District served by the city of Bismarck in the area north of Century Avenue and west of State Street, asked to refrain from using water for anything but essential purposes until further notice. Residents located in northwest Bismarck currently experiencing low water pressure, potential areas without water service. This is due to low water reservoir levels in the Ash Cooley Water Tower. The city has asked residents and businesses north of Century and west of State Street to use water only for essential purposes and to specifically discontinue lawn watering until further notice. Now, that happens, you know, sometimes on several occasions, quite frequently, about every summer, but not this early, does it? Wow. Same situation in Minot, high water usage resulting in water restrictions being instituted in Minot as well. They took effect late last week. They don't apply to Sundays. Even-numbered addresses limited to watering on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Odd-numbered homes are allowed to water on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Wanted you to know. We're brought to you today by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota, North Dakota Petroleum Council. We all want amazing innovations. We're talking about innovation and education right now with Levi Bachmeyer from the governor's office. But innovation is driving so much, drives progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations that come from the innovation. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers make all of that happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To find out more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. More with Levi Bachmeyer after this call with a comment on our conversation. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Morning again, Scott. I like what your guest just said about the parents being empowered and that they it should be at the local level. Okay, how does that compare with Common Core and that Kirsten Baszler has almost complete power over our education system in North Dakota, namely Common Core? Thank you.
Well, I appreciate the call. A couple of things. One on parents. You want parents at this event, right? This isn't just teachers and administrators and elected leaders. You want parents at the event participating, engaged under the hood on this debate, correct?
You bet. We want parents. We want school board members. We want business leaders. We want everybody. This is going to take a holistic effort to really move the needle here, and we want everybody in the community involved.
All right. And before the he also mentioned the Common Core debate. How does this pertain to what you're discussing there? I know we're talking about innovation and education, and I also believe that caller might not have the latest information on where Kirsten Baszler is at as Common Core, because there's been a lot of things to unwind some of the things related to that. But how does that pertain to the summit? Will that be part of the discussion?
No. So the standards, there's actually been a rewrite by North Dakota teachers under the leadership of Superintendent Baszler, and she's been a huge proponent of this innovative school push. That talks about what specifically students need to learn. You need to learn your multiplication tables. You need to learn some specific facts about World War II. What we're trying to really get at is, how do you access that information, and then what do you do with it, right? How can we use business leaders? How can we connect them with teachers to say, okay, so not only, you know, are we going to do this project in school, but then you're going to go out either do a job shadow or an internship or a community service learning project to make that more real, to build and couple what you're learning with skills that you can then later employ in the job force. This is a lot more about the how we prepare students for the future.
All right. We have about 90 seconds left, and I want to cover two things that I mentioned before the break. One, the outcome. What ultimately will come of the, I guess, consensus from this gathering?
Yeah, absolutely. And the goal is that everyone takes away both short-term and long-term goals that they're going to do to push these initiatives forward, to identify what their skills and strengths are in their community. We'll be following up with educators from across the state to compile those lists and share out best practices. Again, knowing that we're not going to have a single answer that we're trying to sell, because the best decisions are made by the people in the trenches. Those are our teachers, our students, our educators. And so there is no sell here. It's take the challenge, bring it home, implement it, tell us what's working, and we'll continue to share these across the state.
And how do folks sign up to be there?
You can go to the governor's page, the North Dakota governor's page. You can look it up on Google. There's a short video and the registration link right there. Would love to have as many people as possible participating from every corner of the state.
And when to when, Levi?
Yeah, so we'll start at Legacy High School here in Bismarck, and the kickoff will be right around 8:30, and we should be out before 5.
All right, sounds good. Should be a full day of a robust discussion. Anything else quickly you want to add?
No, just thanks so much for the time today, Scott.
Absolutely. I hope it's well attended, and there's great participation, and folks really, again, roll up the sleeves and be part of this very interesting discussion. And they've got some rock stars in education there. They really do in innovation, so it should be a good event. Thank you, Levi. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, back to your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day. Also, North Dakota Highway Patrol later next hour as well. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and have some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell them Scott sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's CLEAR88 to 350-350.